What he said was, the thing is that this picture, of course it's not the same frame, but this pole of the same size, the enlargement, was there in my mother's house in Nagpur, where we used to live before coming to Baba. So we came in contact with Baba very early, and it was there in our sitting room. Drawing room was there, many other pictures were there, and all that was there. So one day there came to our place a stranger who introduced himself as Dr. Deshmukh, C.D. Deshmukh. He had just returned from England and he had been appointed as a lecturer in the university, Nagpur University. It's a town, Nagpur, it was the capital formerly of the province. So well, he introduced himself that he had just met Baba in England, London, where he had gone for higher studies to get his PhD in philosophy, and this and that and all that. And then he was given this address, and so he has come. And so, well, my mother received him cordially, and he was there and all that. And while just looking up and down, and says, "Oh, that's a very beautiful picture. I would love to have that photo. Can I have a copy of it?" My mother says, "We don't have any copy, but I like it so much. It has something in it." So my mother says, "Well, I can't give you any copy because you don't have any spare picture of it. But you can get it copied from a photographer. So can I have the frame and return it to you?" So, "Yeah, you take it." And then the photographer does with it. So he was very happy. So my mother told me to climb up and get the frame out and give it to him. And that's how he was happy with it, and he went away to his house. After a day or so, a couple of days, my mother receives a telegram from Baba saying, "Why have you driven me out of your house?" And my mother was nonplussed. She said, "How can that be? How is it possible? What does it mean?" And she was very much upset with it. "Why did Baba send this telegram? I have done nothing to drive him out from the house. He's always there. He's the boss of the house and this and that." She's feeling like that. She never told us. We were children going to, I think I was in high school at that time. So, she was worried, very much worried. She couldn't sleep properly and all that. So my father was on tour. We were in school and she was all by herself and, well, worried. A day or two passed by and, well, all of us. She showed me the telegram and she says, what is it? Why Baba says this? I don't know." And then a day or two, as soon as I returned from school, she says, "Erich, I now know what it means." All of a sudden she found out, while she had completely forgotten about the picture being sent out and all that. So when she sat that same afternoon in the drawing room, pondering over the thing and looking at Baba's picture, and she saw a blank space there, where his photo was there. And immediately she put two and two together according to her psychology, and maybe it is that. So she says, "You go immediately to Dr. Deshmukh and get me that frame back and say that I want it immediately." So I went there and he was very happy to see me, and I said, "Will you please return the frame to us now that you must have finished the job?" And I said, "Yes, yes, I was about to return to you," and all. And he happily returned the frame. He was happy. My mother installed it and all. It was all forgotten. Years passed by, are rolling by, and she is very happy that the frame is again here. Psychological effect was that now Baba must be happy. So days passed by, years passed by now. We have left our whole place because Baba called us in 1938, leave everything and come to him. So we left our home and property and everything and came to him. And we are there, and then we are going out with Baba in the bus trips and bus tours and this and that, and all this happens. And at last in 1940s, my parents are housed in Pune. And there, when he comes to Pune, he visits the house, and he is there, and Baba's habit was that whenever he paid house visits, he wouldn't just sit at a place. He'd go from room to room as if the whole place belonged to him. Yeah. And if need be, he'll tell the persons who own the house to get out of the house, because it's his house, just like that. So that was his habit. So he would go around the places and all that. And then my mother had carried that frame, same frame, just as Mary had said the story, you see. So Baba stands there, and he must have seen the frame, photo frame there for the first time in that corner that was there. And he stands there and summons my mother and my sisters. I was not there at that time. And says, now perform the art, my aarti, before this picture. And Baba himself participates in it. And when the aarti was performed and all that, Baba himself touches his own feet, puts it at his forehead and all that. And he looks at it and says, in this picture, I am as I really am. That's what he said. Yeah.
Was that the original?
Yeah, it's the same one, but it is not the same frame. The frame is in my house, in my mother's house. The original photo is there. This is a copy from that.
Did he mean that specific picture, or did he mean the photo?
The pose. Yeah, the picture. It's not that, cardboard piece or anything of that sort. It's that.
Yeah.
At that time, yeah, the pose is there. We don't know. I don't know still what it means.
No.
This is how it was.